Husker Radio, it is Tanner Struckman, and we're pleased to be joined with Michael Ochoa, the general manager, or the manager here at McDonald's in North Platte. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's good to have you in. You brought in, I assume, one of your workers here today?
Yes. He's one of our newest crew trainers in our organization. He's probably one of the youngest that we have that I promoted lately. So
awesome. What's your name, son?
I'm Talon Albuquerque.
Talon. And how old are you, Talon?
I'm 14, almost 15.
Awesome. Very good. Into the workforce we go, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk McDonald's, of course. This is kind of funny that you guys are in today because I wasn't in North Platte. I was in, now I can't remember where I was, somewhere in Nebraska traveling over the weekend, and I saw a bunch of these Nebraska flags, and you might see them at our local McDonald's, and I actually wondered what they were for. I couldn't remember. I forgot that they were something that we were going to be promoting. And so tell me about these. These are something you guys have done over the years?
Yes, this is something we do once a year, and they're $5 a piece. It's just Husker flags. We start them about when the Huskers start playing their games. And pretty much the flags change every year, and all the charity that we raise, is all the money from it, is going to go straight to the Ronald McDonald House Charity in Omaha to help them. So it's through our entire organization that we do this in Nebraska. So every store sells them, $5 a piece, and everything just goes straight to them.
Awesome. And they're pretty sweet little, they're like Nebraska flags. I think they have Herbie Husker on them, if I recall.
Correct? Yes, they do.
Is that right? All right. And they're not like giant, normal, like big flags, but they're manageable ones that you can like put about anywhere.
Yeah, they're a decent size for the price that you pay.
Are these flying off the shelf, Talon?
Yeah, we've been selling quite a few of them recently.
Very good. So $5 to the Ronald McDonald House, and tell us about that. What is that charity? Or what is that nonprofit?
The Ronald McDonald House Charity is it's located in Omaha, and pretty much it's for any children or family in need who can't afford certain things, and so all the charity that they have is just to help them, to give families who have, like, either it's an incurable disease or diseases that, like, it's hard to handle. So it's to give families, like, a safe place, even no matter how far away from home they are. So then that way they're able to feel safe at home and be able to live life like a normal person should live.
So is it a place that you stay when your kid's in the hospital and the family's there, or?
Yes. So, like, they have, if I recall correctly, it's a $611 million worth of like money saved up for like travel expenses, food, and hotel costs. So okay, They'll rent a hotel for you and give you like a home away from home adventure. And
just trying to make it so that's one less thing families that don't have to worry about.
Just to help families in need is what it's for.
And of course, a lot of them go to Omaha anyways because of Omaha Children's Hospital, so it makes sense to have it there. We're talking with Michael and Talon here from McDonald's. Is this any North or any McDonald's in our area, or which ones are you representing today?
We are from the store in town, the 1301 South Dewey. That's where we are from, but it is at any McDonald's location in the state of Nebraska that is doing this. So right now at my store particularly, I'm in charge of the training development for my crew trainers. And so as a way to make things a little more fun and sell as many flags as we can, we have different teams going, like, in a way to compete, to like try to sell some flags, and there's some like prizes just to reach out to the community. So right now him and the other crew trainer on a team, and they've sold so far 69 flags.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, it's kind of like they're trying to compete to see who can sell the most flags. So we're going through, and like even my GM, she's participating and she's getting flag selling. So they're flying off they're going pretty fast.
So are you winning, Talon?
No, we are not.
No, you're not? No. All right. Well,
we're trying.
Yeah, well, the first game hasn't even, I mean, if the Huskers could win, that helps a lot if they can keep winning. So we're talking with Michael and Talon here, and these are only available till they're gone, right? They're gone after. How long do you sell them, or do you just sell them till you're gone?
We sell them until we're gone. So typically, it depends on how fast they sell out. We still have about 115 left the last time I counted yesterday. So we still have a decent amount to sell out.
All right. So if you go to McDonald's, go pick one up. It's $5 donation. You'll probably donate more if you'd like, I assume.
Yeah, you could if you want to donate more, you're more than welcome to, and as many donations as possible. Even if you want to buy one flag or you don't want to buy a flag at all, any donations is welcome. It's also a year-long thing where you could round up even to the nearest dollar, and all that charity will be donated to the Ronald McDonald House Charity still.
Awesome. Michael and Talon here from our local McDonald's. Again, they're selling Husker flags for $5. Goes to the Ronald McDonald Charity House. Michael, Talon, anything else you want to mention here this morning?
Pretty much. I think that is all we're covered. If you want to support Talon and his team, his other team member is Dominic Holmes.
Okay.
So they're selling flags and they're trying to compete to see who can sell the most. And
I mean, you got your name out on the radio now, so that's only going to help, I would imagine. So who's winning?
Right now, my boss is winning. I don't want to admit it, but she's a little ahead. I believe last I knew, she was at 84.
All right. Well, that's manageable. We can get that. Yeah. I mean, grandma and grandpa's, we can get their, you know, we can get all their support and everybody listening. We can go get to Talon. Go buy from Talon here. So do they have to mention his name when they buy it if he's not there?
Yeah, they could either mention Talon or Dominic.
Okay.
Or if they need to, they can mention me. I'm kind of helping with them since my boss is helping with another team. I figured it's fair.
You're supporting one here. All right, very good. Well, support the Ronald McDonald Charity House again at your local McDonald's or any McDonald's throughout the state for that matter. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. And while you're there, get some – I mean, you can't beat a McDonald's Coke and fries. So
yes.
That's like an afternoon snack for me, I admit. And get the McDonald's app. I am happy user of the McDonald's app because you could save serious money on that sucker.
Yeah, a lot of people use that, especially my area supervisor. He has points galore. Last I checked, he had 284,000 points saved up. So
I cash in a little more often than that. But
yeah, so
very good. Get the app, and then while you're at it, stop by and pick up a Husker flag and go Big Red. Well, Michael Talon, thanks for coming in as always. Thanks for what you're doing with the Ronald McDonald Charity House as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having us.
Yes, thank you.